The journey through the first quarter is paved with memories, some bright as a summer morning, others shadowed with guilt. Looking back isn't about regret or chasing nostalgia, but about honoring the complex story of sacrifice being told here. I was raised in a household where my grandmother was the matriarch, and my dad was not around much. My father didn't spend quality time with his three sons, me and my two brothers, Jason and Jacob. My dad's story reads more like a saga, a bit too long to get into here. I entered marriage at the much too young age of 21. I was both naive and terrified of what lay ahead. My initial plan was to attend college and pursue an opportunity to play basketball. I thought my talent was good enough to compete at a Division I college. It turns out this didn't matter. I ended up never getting the opportunity to test my basketball skills and talent at that level. Instead, my life took a devastating and dramatic turn after I went to see Cindy, my girlfriend, who was living at her parents' house. Her mother, Mrs. Jackson, told me that Cindy was pregnant with my child. She was totally against Cindy having a baby out of wedlock. Mrs. Jackson explained to me that the only option I had was to marry her daughter. Otherwise, her daughter would abort my child. I did not expect this ultimatum from her. I was scared. I felt unsure of what to do next, but I didn't feel I had much of an option. I hesitated at first, then in an instant, I made a very serious and life-altering decision. I chose to marry Cindy. I thought this was the end of our conversation, but Mrs. Jackson said, "Now, you have to go upstairs and tell her dad about the decision you just made." Upstairs, I saw her father lying across the bed in his room, so I knocked on the door and asked to speak with him. He agreed and said, "What can I do for you?" I spoke with caution, telling him firmly that I wanted to marry his daughter. He replied with a stern look, "Are you sure that's what you want to do?" I wasn't sure if he was giving me a way out or just testing my sincerity and his patience. I said, "Yes, that is my intention, sir." I didn't bother to tell him that it was much more his wife's decision than mine. In the end, he gave me his approval to marry his daughter,